Moncrief on News Talk.
If you find a grey hair, do you immediately run to the hairdresser? Many people do, but there's an increasing number of people who embrace this change. Among them, the former RTÉ and BBC executive Helen O'Rahilly. Helen, good afternoon to you.
Hello there. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, sorry. We had a whoopsie there. Was it a big decision you made, or was it kind of, I'm grey, I'll just leave it?
The latter. And nobody had noticed, and I wasn't making a big deal of it until I went away to Italy a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, with an old pal from the Beeb. I flew from Dublin, she flew from London, and we hadn't seen each other in 6 years, what with the pandemic and all that. And she took one look at me at the airport and she said, "My God, you're grey. I love it." And I hadn't actually clicked that I'd gone grey. Now, we're all going to be a bit older, obviously, but I'm not one of those. I'm a prolific sort of tweeter and social media person, but I never put photos of myself up, A, because I'm not in that bracket. But for the rarely, I thought, oh, well, I mean, got a bit of a tan. And she took a nice photo of me somewhere in Tuscany and I put it up. And the number of replies was phenomenal. And I'm not going to make a habit of it. I mean, I don't want to break people's screens or anything like that. But I'm delighted with myself. And as I said, it wasn't a conscious decision. It was just this friend who hadn't seen me and suddenly went, "Wow, I love it."
Yeah.
I was really thrilled with the response.
Had you ever dyed your hair?
I was always dark, dark brown, and that was holding out into my early 50s. And then I took early retirement, God bless the BBC, you can retire at 55. And so I wasn't in an office environment anymore. I wasn't trying to keep up with the sharp young producers coming in and all that. So I do it out of, like, a bottle myself, just to, you know, cheer myself up type of thing. And then I got stuck in what I called the panic loop. You go, "Oh my God, my roots are showing. Oh my God, it's coming through." And they're going through this ridiculous sort of self-flagellation of, "Oh my God, I can see a grey hair." It's absolutely nonsensical. Fine if you want to do it. Absolutely fine. Go and do it. Go and spend 120 at your salon every 6-8 weeks or whatever. Get it done. I've no problem with women who do, or even men who do. But I just thought to myself, this is just a waste of time and nonsense. And the thing is, Sean, my mother, she had me when she was 40 and she was fully grey at 40. Now, maybe it was given birth to me. Maybe it was given birth to me, changed her hair colour. But I always remember her as this beautiful woman with stunning silver hair. And so it's in the genes anyway. And I'm very proud of it.
OK, great. And the reaction you got was overwhelmingly positive, I assume.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was expecting all sorts of comments, you know. And actually, people, because I rarely post a photograph and I have a relatively oldish one on my Twitter profile and so forth, like, to see me with greying hair was like, people who've known me for years on Twitter were like, "Oh, my God, that's the real you," you know. And so I feel like I've come out, you know, I've come out now as a greying. But I don't, you know, the thing is about people thinking, "Oh, you're retired. You're going to tick all those boxes about me." I'm not. I feel like sort of it's a new chapter. The whole coming back to Ireland thing after 30 years away was a new chapter. And this is all part of that. This is a new me, a new revelation. It happens to be something, you know, we talk about getting headlines for something you haven't done. I haven't put dye in my hair. You mean it's classic summer headline stuff. Do you know what I mean? Woman does not dye hair, you know?
Yeah.
And, but it's actually quite freeing because you can have discussions about what you think you're doing when you're dyeing your hair. What are you covering up? What are you trying to preserve? What, you know, and to me, I'm just trying to be me at this age. And it's remarkably freeing, actually.
Yeah. The thing is, though, as you said, it's a summertime headline. Woman doesn't dye hair. If you were a man, you'd be getting pats in the back for being distinguished.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I don't mind the distinguished comments. It's when you're a knackered old crone, you know, things like that, that they come out with. But it wasn't a sort of, I'm going to just disappear into my later years or do all that. You know, I'm as mouthy and gobby and chatty and full of energy as I ever was. It's just, I've just got a different colour on my head, you know?
Yeah. Do you like it?
I do. Of course I like it.
Mm.
But what I did get fed up with was when I have a great haircutter, and I fully believe in a great haircut every 6 weeks. And I you know, I spend my money on that. And but it was when they say, now you're going a bit grey, Helen, on the top. And I go, great. And every time I get a different woman who'd do my hair, and she got a little bit of grey coming through. Oh, shock horror. You know, so what? And I just got a bit fed up with that. And I thought, right, feck it. You know, do it as part of, you know, I've had lots of life changes in the last few 5 years since I came back. And this is just a, you know, it's a superficial one. But actually, it's about authenticity too, you know.
Mm.
I've always been a pretty straight up person, straightforward. What you see is what you get. And, you know, it's a minor thing. But actually, for me, it's just, you know, a new phase.
Yeah, indeed. But it is, as you say, and now I know it's like the summer, but it still shouldn't be a thing even to remark upon if someone doesn't dye their hair or dyes their hair.
No, and it's remarkable. I was just watching in. I was watching a bit of Wimbledon about an hour ago. I was flicking through the channels, and here comes up this hugely expensive advert from, I think it was L'Oreal. Don't worry, I won't libel them. But it was, again, for a new product for keeping those grey hairs at bay. You know, this sort of £500,000 advert, you know, brand new product. Slop it on your hair. Those grey hairs will disappear immediately. It's like, oh, God, give us a break, you know. I just thought this is bombarded at people, you know.
Yeah.
And likewise, I was at the Dublin airport queuing for my flight at 4:30 to go to Rome a few weeks ago. And a gas hen party were in front of me, great women, all with their backs to me, all in mad cowboy outfits. Can't remember where they were going off to. And there's about 12 of them. And every single one of them from the back had the same blonde dyed hair to their shoulders with the streaks in it. And they all, when I started chatting, they all turned around and they were every age from like 17 to 70. And you couldn't tell from the back. And I thought, fair play to them. They've all had the hair done for the big weekend, you know. But it was like, it was hilarious, you know. There's a certain set colour that people think is in or whatever, or they love us. Listen, fair play to the women. They loved us and they looked great and all that. That's not for me, you know.
No, indeed. Well, you'll find out, Helen, that people be dyeing their hair to copy you. Yeah, even if they're not grey. Helen, thanks million for talking to us today. Helen O'Rahilly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.